Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur Podcast. My name is Uwem Uwemakwan, and beside me is...
Blessing, Abeng.
So today we are going to discuss a very interesting topic, at least for me. I don't know about Blessing. And it was born out of a recent discussion we had with a friend where we were discussing efficiency and being thorough.
Shout out to Didi. That was the friend, actually.
Anyways... it's important, I should put it out there, that we're not saying you should cut corners, but we just wanted to, you know, spur you into thinking of, you know, the various points we're going to be making. So first of all, what is efficiency? Blessing, do you want to answer that?
No. Yeah, the dictionary is for me. Okay, efficiency is pretty much getting things done without wasting time, resources, energy, just pretty much without waste, just getting it done well at the right time. Or with as little resources as possible.
And you all know that in business, you have to be efficient. At least if you want to be scalable, if you want to be sustainable on the long run, you have to find ways to keep your cost of production low and keep your outputs high. Now, what is being thorough?
How is your turn?
Doing everything to detail, you know, being complete, you know, following all the rules in the book, following all the processes in the book. But the question, you now begin to think, do you need that whole process to, you know, complete an action? Mm. Do you need to have all those loggerheads in your production process in your business to get a desired goal? Or do you need to just get it done?
I think it's a slippery slope, to be honest, because sometimes, because of how our work ethic is in the country, as an entrepreneur, a lot of time, or not just the country, I don't want to say the continent, but because of human work ethic generally, when you are leading, you want to be sure that people understand what they're supposed to be doing. You want to be sure that people understand what they're supposed to be doing. That's why you would ask for a plan process for the future. A plan for this particular campaign we're about to run. A plan for how it's going to be deployed. A plan for how you would post it. Pretty much a plan for everything. And then a lot of times I've realized that we spend too much time planning that we now do not have enough time to actually do execute. Or execute that plan. Mm. So it's pretty difficult to, when you put it in perspective, I used to have a colleague who would, if you ask them to do presentations, he would spend like 2 days trying to design it, to make sure every detail is right, to make sure that it, and we lose a lot of man hours waiting on him. Mm-hmm. So when you think about things like that, you're like, oh, well, it's good, but then it now then loses its value when you can't meet up to the time, or you now spend too much time and other things are now lacking.
But being thorough is also very important. You cannot discount that part. Mm-hmm. Especially when you want to transfer knowledge, in the sense that you've documented your processes, you've documented your standard operating manual, so that there's a transfer of knowledge. When the person that is currently employed for you is leaving, you don't have too much problem, because you know somebody else is coming back to see what has been done in the past, the best ways to achieve it, and all the things that come with that. So being thorough is actually important. Being painstaking, paying attention to the nitty-gritty, to the details. However, like you've said, if you're going to succeed in the long run, you actually need to get the work done and not spend all your time planning, documenting, putting everything, you know, to the latter or to the books.
I can't remember what entrepreneurs said, that they didn't even do a business plan when they were starting. They started with the BMC. I think that was Hotel Sotenji.
Yeah, a business model canvas.
Yeah, that they started with the BMC first, and over time, they created a business plan. They fleshed it out. So I kind of think it depends on what you're trying to achieve and what the situation calls for. If you have 5 different things you need to achieve and you just spend your time trying to make everything perfect for just one, you might lose out on the 4 other things.
And it's also important to have an efficiency mindset. How best can I achieve this process? So even if it's documented that you do X, Y, Z, what is the fastest way to jump from X to Z? And okay, in recent times, people say you can use technology, you can, you know, do all that, but And our definition of technology ranges from different people. People will say it's a mobile app or software. Some people will say it's just anything anything that helps you do your work faster is a tech. So that we are not going to go into that discussion today. Mm-hmm. But just have the efficiency mindset that how do I make this process faster? How do I reach my customers faster? How do I, you know, make my cost of production less while uploading more? That's just it. Find ways to do things faster, but do not cut corners, especially when they are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's emphasize that if the laws of the land says you should do X, Y, Z, please ensure you do X, Y, Z.
I think another thing that can help you reach efficiency marks or milestones would be delegation. If you want to do bad all by yourself, you would pretty much kill yourself. So I think it would be nice to delegate. So if you really still want to be thorough and still be efficient, maybe don't do it all by yourself. Get other people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you can do is get other people to do it, then vet it.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can at least be thorough and still be efficient.
Now I remember why this discussion came about.
What?
It came about when we're discussing micromanagement. Having an argument on micromanagement, and it's a big deal. It's a very big deal.
I think
because
that's our topic for next
year. Maybe we'll discuss this later. How micromanagement tends to, you know, stifle creativity because
and reduce scalability.
Yeah, because
as well.
you're all about a certain way, and you just want everything to be executed a certain way, even if there are better ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to advise entrepreneurs, because something worked for you last year or 2 years ago, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best thing to do or the right way to go about things.
Or the only way to go about things.
Be open. So yes, what's our final word now? Think efficiency.
Even if you have to be thorough, always ask yourself, this thorough than being thorough.
Am I sacrificing time? Am I sacrificing my impulse?
Resources? Can I do this better? Can I deliver on this faster? But never compromise quality.
And do not be comfortable with just doing something a certain way.
Yep.
All right. If you have suggestions and if you have comments, you know you can send them to questions@theafropreneur.net. You can also share those questions on our social media pages.
At The Afropreneur.
On Facebook, at The Afropreneur, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Till we speak again next week, or till you hear from us again next week. You guys be awesome.
Okay. You've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save it.